assist client to develop a cash flow statement. A financial counselor will assist clients in developing a cash flow statement. Some related terms are expenses, an outflow of cash or other resources used to cover costs related to operating, investing, or financing activities. Surplus, the amount by which total income exceeds total expenses. Deficit, the shortfall that occurs when expenses exceed income or revenue. Cash flow statements consist of three components: income, expenses, and the resulting surplus or deficit. They help illustrate whether someone is living within their means by determining whether there was a net gain or loss during a specific time frame, like a month or a year. This statement uses a cash-based accounting method, recording only transactions that have actually occurred. Money owed to others and money owed to the client is not recorded. The timing of cash movements can significantly impact financial stability. Even when overall income is adequate, misalignment between when money arrives and when it needs to be paid out can create challenges. Effectively managing when money comes in and goes out can be equally important as having enough total income to cover expenses. For example, if a client receives their paycheck on the fifth day of every month, but their rent is due no later than the third of every month, they may be regularly assessed a late fee for paying rent late. If a cash flow statement demonstrates sufficient income to cover expenses but a client is unable to pay their bills when due, tracking the dates of income and expenses on a calendar, in a notebook, or using a spreadsheet can help identify where cash flow timing is a concern. If cash flow is sufficient but there is a problem with timing, clients can attempt to get due dates for their bills changed to better align with their income and slash or create and maintain a cash buffer that can cover the largest expense impacted by cash flow timing. A financial counselor should talk to the client about what income and expenses are included on the cash flow statement before moving to line items listing actual dollar amounts. Discuss that income includes earned and unearned sources and that some are irregular in frequency. Refer back to income they have identified in the identifying income worksheet found in Educate Client on gathering current sources of income. Cash flow slash spending plan calculations and analysis can manage short-term changes while tracking monthly cash flow. A detailed examination of the client's income and expenses to understand how money flows through their finances helps track where money comes from and where it goes over a specific period, specifically a month or year. Assist client to track slash review current income. When assisting clients with tracking their current income for a cash flow statement, help them track and review current income. Some related terms are net pay, also called disposable income or take-home pay. The amount of earnings an employee receives after all taxes and deductions are taken out. Gross income, the total earnings received by an individual or business before any taxes or deductions are taken out. Pay stub, a document accompanying a paycheck that outlines an employee's gross earnings, deductions, and net pay for a specific pay period. Educate clients to distinguish between gross income and net pay, also referred to as disposable income or take-home pay on their pay stubs. This difference between gross income and net pay can be substantial and affects their actual available cash. Guide them to identify all recurring income sources, including wages, benefits, pensions, and regular government assistance. Emphasize that one-time payments like tax refunds, gifts, or occasional bonuses should be noted separately and not included in monthly cash flow calculations, as these can distort the regular income picture. For clients with variable income, such as gig workers, freelancers, or hourly employees with inconsistent schedules, traditional monthly tracking may not provide an accurate picture. Discuss with these clients how to best capture the full pattern of their earnings. Reviewing 3 to 6 months of income history can help identify averages, seasonal patterns, and cycles in their income flow, or a 3-month rolling average of earnings may be helpful. For example, if they earned $2,000 in January, $3,000 in February, and $3,500 in March, the average monthly income would be approximately $2,800. This will give a more realistic number for budgeting than looking at just 1 month. Understanding their highest and lowest earning periods becomes essential, as using their lowest monthly income for baseline budgeting can help prevent shortfalls during leaner times. Be sure to ask the client about other sources of regular income. In Exhibit 2-7, a client couple tracks their income. This is a start of a running example of a family of four with two working adults with an annual combined net income of $78,000. The first client lists their monthly net income of $4,167 in full-time salary. Their partner lists $1,668 in part-time monthly net income. The couple includes $665 in monthly after-tax investment income. Since the couple combine their income and expenses going forward, they will use just the combined family income amounts for their cash flow statement. Exhibit 2-7. Calculating income for cash flow statement. Whether this type of table is used or another, the tracking method should match the client's comfort level and daily habits. Some clients prefer digital solutions like smartphone apps or spreadsheets, while others might be more consistent with paper ledgers, checkbook registers, or calendars. Whatever method they choose, emphasize the importance of recording all income immediately when received. For self-employed clients, develop a system for separating business and personal income to maintain clear financial boundaries. This foundational income tracking will provide an accurate income portion needed for creating a comprehensive cash flow statement. Monthly, semi-monthly, bi-weekly, weekly, hourly. When educating a client on recording income, pay attention to timing and tax. Income may arrive monthly, semi-monthly, bi-weekly, weekly, or hourly, while expenses may follow different schedules. Clients often report some figures monthly and others annually in their financial documents. It is also important to be able to convert between various pay structures when calculating financial ratios and considering the fair market value of employment benefits, which will be discussed in more detail later in this module. Exhibit 2-8 lists formulas to convert various pay structures to monthly income. All income in the table uses gross pay. Exhibit 2-8, calculating monthly equivalent pay. Assist client to track/review current monthly spending. Fixed expenses are defined as regularly occurring costs that remain the same and are paid at regular intervals. Variable expenses are defined as costs that can be controlled and fluctuate over time. Periodic expenses, which will be discussed in more detail later, are defined as costs that occur at irregular but predictable intervals other than monthly, such as quarterly insurance premiums or annual property taxes. Expenses represent the total money spent during a specific time frame. These can be categorized in various ways, but one common approach is dividing them into fixed and variable expenses. Fixed expenses remain consistent each period and often involve contractual obligations, while variable or flexible expenses fluctuate in amount and typically allow for greater individual control. This classification is particularly important when addressing cash flow problems, as variable expenses can usually be adjusted more quickly than fixed ones. When helping clients, emphasize that maintaining flexibility in their spending provides greater resilience when facing unexpected costs or income reductions. The more of their budget that falls into the variable category, the more adaptable they may be able to be when financial circumstances change. Exhibit 2-9 lists examples of fixed, variable, and periodic expenses. Exhibit 2-9, examples of fixed, variable, and periodic expenses. After establishing the client's income sources, a next step would be to track and review monthly spending. Building on our previous discussion of fixed and variable expenses, we can further categorize spending into essential expenses, necessities required for basic living, and discretionary expenses, optional spending that enhances quality of life but is not strictly necessary. When helping clients categorize their expenses, use these clear distinctions while remaining sensitive to the fact that discussions about spending priorities can feel deeply personal, especially when defining wants versus needs. Discretionary expenses. These are costs that are not necessary for basic survival or maintaining essential obligations. They can be fixed or variable. These are typically wants rather than needs and include spending on entertainment, dining out, hobbies, premium services, vacations, and non-essential shopping. The defining characteristic is that these expenses can be reduced or eliminated if necessary without serious negative consequences to health, safety, or legal obligations. Essential expenses, costs that must be paid to maintain basic living standards, health, safety, and legal commitments. They can be fixed or variable. These include housing, utilities, basic groceries, necessary transportation, healthcare, minimum debt payments, and insurance. The key feature of essential expenses is that failing to pay them would result in significant negative consequences, such as homelessness, utility shoot-offs, health deterioration, legal problems, or damage to credit. The counselor's role is to assist the client with a cash flow statement to track and review monthly spending while dividing expenses into fixed and variable categories. Note that for credit card spending, avoid double counting. If the client pays off their balance in full each month, categorize the actual purchases, groceries, gas, entertainment in their respective categories. However, if they carry a balance, count the monthly credit card payment as a fixed expense while tracking new purchases in appropriate categories. Exhibit 2-10 continues with the same client example from our previous income tracking expenses example. It is organized into expense categories: home, daily living, transportation, entertainment, health, and financial obligations. There is no single way to sort expenses. Some clients will determine different categories, or it may be determined together with the counselor that identifying fixed and variable expenses is helpful for them. Exhibit 2-10, detailed spending analysis for cash flow statement. Assist client to track/review periodic spending. Periodic expenses are predictable costs that do not occur monthly but need to be included in the client's cash flow statement. These are either fixed or variable. A client knows when and how much a fixed periodic expense is due. These are bills like their vehicle registration, insurance premiums, if not escrowed or monthly, professional licenses, property taxes, if not escrowed, or annual memberships. For a variable period expense, the client can predict when, but the amount will vary. These expenses include things like holiday gifts, school supplies, seasonal clothing, vehicle maintenance, or home repairs. To handle these expenses, assist the client in listing all periodic expenses and when they are due. Calculate the annual total and divide the total by 12 to determine the monthly savings needed. Treat that monthly savings as a necessary bill each month. In the previous example, our client has two fixed periodic expenses. Their car insurance is $750 every 6 months, $1,500/year. Vehicle registration for two vehicles is $480/year. That totals $1,980 in fixed periodic expenses annually. When divided by 12 months, the amount is $165. Instead of waiting for these bills to be due, talk to the client about how to spread them out over time by saving at least $165 each month. Assist client to calculate a surplus or deficit. A financial counselor can assist a client in calculating a surplus or deficit. There is a surplus when a client's income is higher than their expenses. If their expenses are higher than their income, they have a deficit. Exhibit 2-11 provides an example. Exhibit 2-11, cash flow statement example. The cash flow calculation for the sample statement, showing a surplus of $400, is the result of total monthly income of $6,500, total monthly expenses of $6,100.